Mr. West.
Mr. Mayor, council members, this is the culmination of over a decade of work dealing with the Pike property down in downtown Long Beach. I'm going to turn this over to our Public Works Director, Mike Conway, as well as Charlie Parkins, one of our city attorneys, who've done all the heavy lifting on this project.
Thank you, Mr. West. Honorable Mayor, members of the City Council, this item contemplates an exchange of land between the city and the state, allowing the Tidelands Trust uses restrictions to be removed from a portion of the Pike property and to include other city-owned land within the Tidelands Trust. The Pike property under consideration for this exchange is a 10.24-acre parcel north of Shoreline and west of Pine Avenue. A prior exchange included the five parcels shown on this side, and it was rendered invalid by the State Court of Appeals. Subsequently, the state legislature approved an amendment to the Public Resources Code that explicitly provides the state with the authority to approve similar land exchanges, and as a result, the city and the state are now pursuing a new land exchange under the new legislation. Staff believes that removing the Tidelands Trust use restrictions on the Pike property will create a more marketable and active project, enhancing the customer experience. To achieve this land swap, staff identified some city-owned parcels not subject to the Tidelands Trust that would benefit by their inclusion within the Tidelands area. These include the frontage of Bixby Park, the Colorado Lagoon, and a portion of Marine Stadium, where a future open channel is proposed. The Bixby Park frontage parcel is 3.04 acres, and it's southerly of Ocean Boulevard to the bottom of the slope. Transferring this property into the Tidelands Trust will make the property eligible for Tidelands funding for future maintenance and or capital improvement expenses. The Colorado Lagoon parcel is currently the subject of significant completed and proposed improvements to enhance water quality and tidal exchange. Transferring this property into the Tidelands Trust will also result in fiscal benefit through eligibility to Tidelands funding. The last parcel to be included in the proposed land swap is a portion of Marine Stadium. This area was designed to reflect the open channel boundaries established by Alternative 4A in the addendum to the final EIR, which Council approved on November 16, 2010. Additionally, some property south of Elliott Street was included in order to achieve an adequate swap value. Again, this parcel should benefit from eligibility for previous unavailable funding. This image shows the Alternative 4A from the EIR addendum, and we have been very forthright in ensuring that the play areas have been excluded from this proposed exchange and that only the open channel of the Marine Stadium is going to be included in the proposed land swap. The swap shows identical parcel values at $49.1 million. The Pike parcel was appraised as if entitled and adequately parked, but not fully developed. The city properties were appraised under a hypothetical development scenario. The value of the Colorado Lagoon remains in dispute with the state. The city's appraised value is $30 million, while the state believes prior uses of Tidelands funds renders portions of the property already subject to the Tidelands Trust. This dispute resulted in a negotiated value that serves to achieve parity in the swap values. Staff believes that there are significant benefits if the exchange proceeds. If Council approves the proposed land swap, this item will be heard at the meeting of the State Lands Commission on June 23rd, that's Thursday, in Sacramento. If the state also concurs, staff will proceed in earnest to complete the land swap as soon as possible. And this concludes my report, and I'm available for questions.
So moved.
Second.
All right, thank you very much. We have a motion and a second. Vice Mayor Lowenthal, do you wish to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just briefly, I wanted to compliment both staff, our city attorney, and the DDR representatives that are here today, and those that aren't. Certainly, you've all worked very hard and for a long time, diligently in researching, negotiating, and bringing this long-awaited exchange to council. I know we all know about this, but the frustration that residents have had in existing businesses at the lack of diversity in tenants at the Pike is oftentimes misdirected. Despite the economic realities limiting retail recruitment, the real culprit is a Tidelands Trust that restricts certain types of businesses, such as retail, from locating below Ocean Boulevard. So I really feel that this opens it up so that really that property can be exactly what it was intended to be, and certainly we would be able to exchange parcels that will preserve other areas of our city for public use. This exchange enables recruitment of higher-quality retail tenants and secures particular parcels of city land in perpetuity, which I think certainly is something that we all support and encourage. So I'm very pleased to see this, and thank you especially, Mr. Conway. You've worked a long time on this issue, and I want to see this come forward and look forward to its positive impact in helping the downtown climb out of its economic downturn and rather historic economic downturn. So thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Any member of the public wish to address council on this item? Somehow I knew this. Please identify yourself.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good afternoon, members, staff. Hi. Gary Shelton, 240 Chestnut, 1st District. Long road brought us here. This PowerPoint presentation was quite a bit different than the staff report that was included both in today's agenda item and in Thursday's State Lands Commission backup material, but I think it's more truthful. Called the DDR Pike Land Swap. With all due respect, the Tidelands Trust was just cited as the real culprit in this. The real culprit was not the Tidelands Trust. That's the fix. What happened here was 10, 11 years ago, the city violated the Tidelands Trust by establishing and building and opening nonconforming uses down there. You all know this. It's nothing new because you've been behind closed doors discussing this for quite some time. This is the wrong approach. The only people in the world who think that this is the right approach is actually the State Lands Commission. The staff, both here and the State Lands Commission staff, thinks that this is the correct approach, but not the State Lands Commission. Your correct thing to have done was to approach them again 10 years after the fact, lobby with them to change their minds and say that, no, these aren't nonconforming uses, but they are nonconforming uses, so we're going to fix it. And I understand that. I get that. But, you know, there's a bunch of suits up there prepared to, if I say anything that makes any kind of sense at all, come down and rebut me, and that's okay, because I need to say what I need to say. You know, the thing that really bothers me about this has all been done behind closed doors. This is all prepared. The State Lands Commission already has the agreement, which you haven't even approved yet, assuming that you're going to. Now, I guess if you don't, for some reason, if you listen to me and say, my gosh, Shelton has something going on there, that there's a better way to do this, or maybe we shouldn't do it at all, or maybe we need to look at this differently. Maybe we need to do something that's fair to the public and at least put it off for a little while. We can do this next month or 90 days down the road. You know something? You spent months and months and months trying to figure out the land value between the swamplands, well, pardon me, you know where I mean, and the city storage lot on the west side, and the public had a chance to weigh what the decisions were made. I don't, haven't even seen a dollar value. It just says, oh, it's in parity, $46 million or something like that. I have no clue. And plus, look at how the dollar values were described. One was as if developed, I don't even know, you know. The other was hypothetical. So we don't even, you guys don't even know what you're talking about when it comes to the land values. How is the State Lands Commission supposed to know? So the only thing I can recommend, there's been no public scrutiny on this whatsoever. You went into closed session to come out of this thing with this done deal 45 minutes ago, and here you are, and it's going to the State Lands Commission for a huge $46 million deal coming up on Thursday. I would say your obligation is to put it off and let people understand what the value of that land is, and does this make any sense? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton.
Mayor Foster, council members, I'm Bob McGuglin. I'm the Director of Public Relations for the Long Beach Convention and Visitor Bureau, and I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to come down and offer the CVB's support for the Pike Land Swap Agreement. Over the past decade, conventions, meetings, and leisure travel have become increasingly more important to Long Beach's economy. Through the cooperative efforts of city officials, city management, and private enterprise, Long Beach is becoming a distinctively attractive destination city. But we have heard from our professional meeting planners, the corporate and association leaders, and our attendees at the convention center that they would like to see more retail, more shopping opportunities in proximity to the convention center. The proximity of retail stores and services makes the downtown more attractive to our visitors and will also be a great benefit to our residents. Additional retail would help us greatly in selling Long Beach as a great destination city. We support the land swap agreement, and we thank you for your consideration of this matter. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, I do think this will help revitalize downtown, and it's a positive development. I do have a question for Mr. Conway. Mr. Conway, it's my understanding that after this swap, the public lands we're currently talking about in the city of Long Beach, such as the Collar Lagoon, will still be leased to the city of Long Beach and basically available as they are today. In other words, for public use, for public recreation. Is that correct?
Councilmember Johnson, that's correct. The uses will not change as a result of this transaction.
Okay, thank you.
Councilmember Gablich.
Thank you, Mayor. Actually, Mr. Shelton, I just want to be respectful of your position. And realizing I was around on the other side of the rail with Mr. Don May and Earth Corps when all of this happened and when the development first started. And I think at that time, you know, actually the development of the Pike was pretty controversial about what would be the best use for that area down there. And a lot of people didn't feel that what was created was in the best interest for the citizens of Long Beach. And that resulted in 11 years of legal posturing and problems. And I think what we have today, having just been informed or knowing about, you know, the history of this, is certainly, I think it's respectful to tell you that I think where we're going doesn't make it okay for how it started 11 years ago, but I do believe that it's a good thing overall for the city of Long Beach today. And I just wanted to publicly acknowledge you. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Mayor.
I don't know that I could say it better than Councilmember Gablich did.
I agree.
I just for clarification, many of you know my history as a resident here. I was one of the individuals that had great angst over the design of the Pike and what was proposed. But taking from Councilmember Gablich, given what we have today, it is not my goal to deteriorate the economic prosperity of our city. It's my goal, and certainly those of hopefully all of our council, and I believe it is our goal, collective goal, to ensure that the business districts that we do have are able to thrive as much as possible, because when they thrive, the city thrives. And so when I meant the real culprit being Tidelands Trust, I meant in the limitations of use. Given what we have today, it is not an option to overlook the Pike. No matter where we were 11 years ago individually, and I was opposed to that particular design. But today it's my obligation to ensure that what we have in Long Beach today is something that we can support and is something that we can ensure will thrive going forward for all of Long Beach. And so just briefly, Mr. Conway, if I might just ask you, could you just describe, or perhaps Mr. Parkin, the experts involved in appraising the properties?
Vice Mayor Lowenthal, DDR hired a MAI appraiser, a member of the Appraisal Institute, a professional appraiser to appraise both the Pike parcel and the three city parcels. They've been reviewed by the state's in-house appraiser and confirmed as an appropriate appraisal. So these are outside appraisals that were done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. All right, we have a motion and a second. Members, cast your votes on item 23.
Motion carries 8 votes yes.
Thank you, members. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Sheldon.